I was just thinking about how the Wiccans have to work. So think about it. They're a coven, right? So it's just like a Freemason. So the Wiccan coven, let's say they have somebody on their target, right? So their coven, they might have one of them at work, one of them at church, one of them in the neighborhood. And so they're all attacking you. And I noticed this online. So when they came after you, when they come after you, two or three show up. What happens is, I've been watching this for a long time. When one starts to attack you, two or three just show up out of the woodworks, you know. Why? Why would they do that? They think if one attacks you, you'll run to the other one and cry and say, "What's going on?" and blah, 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 and you'll be weak like them, you know. But when you just stand firm and you ignore their drama. See, the only thing they have is drama. Drama, 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 drama. They've learned to do this from a child. I actually know somebody, and to get him back in line, because they thought he was out of line, which he wasn't, but to get him back in line, the mother-in-law started up, and the wife act like she wasn't a part of it, but they were both really working together to get him back in line. He can't see through it. You know, when you're in the middle of see, if you stand on the word, see, they think that everybody's going to cave because you love them or something. So what they're trying to do is usurp authority in the home, right? Trying to turn a man into a Ahab. Here's what's happening, really. The witches are trying to turn a man into an Ahab, and when they can't do it, they have to bring in their resources, and they try to hit them with drama on every side, trouble, just to try to get them to submit to some kind of emotional lie, you know, instead of the absolute doctrinal truth. That's what's happening. They want to usurp authority. The witches hate God. And the spirit of Jezebel's in the witches, and they want to usurp authority. Why else do you think it says they run from house to house, speaking things they ought not, for some have turned aside unto Satan? Because they're trying to create allies, which are really not allies, because they'll turn on each other. They're trying to create allies to attack a person, to try to bring them down. That's what's happening. And the churches are full of. And so when you see through the, you know, the drama is Draco Ma. You know, the drama is the AI program. You know, the drama is just a trick to try to pull somebody's spiritual down into the flesh mind. See, that's what's happening. And so when the mother-in-law can't change you, when the sister-in-law can't change you, and they keep trying, what happens? They usually leave. When you're not going to change, because God is first, and they can't change you to be like them, what's going to happen? They're going to have to leave, because their whole goal was to change you, to try to get you to submit to Jezebel spirit anyway, from the get-go. And when you don't submit to the Pentecostal emotionalism, when you don't submit to the 501(c)(3) lies, when you don't submit to the outward show, painted face, these huge mega churches that are usually just full of false doctrine, when you don't submit to that Jezebel spirit, then you they gotta go, because they've tried everything. They really want to kill you, or put you in jail, or put you on drugs. You saw it with Elijah and Jezebel. When the Jezebel spirit cannot get you to submit to the lies of the system, then she will try to kill you, put you in jail. She'll do everything. She'll try to shut you down, shut you up, make you look bad. So she's got to look good. Because it's all about them looking good, you know. They got to have that painted face, outward show, because they got to look good so they can snag the next one, you see. They got to keep that image up. I'm being abused. I'm being beat. Because they got to keep their image up. Instead of them admitting their problem, they're focused on what the other one's doing. That's a red flag right there. They will never admit what they've done wrong. They only admit what the other person's done wrong. That's the red flag. Why would they do that? They set themselves up as this fake reality to draw people in. She sits on the street. She sits in front of her house as passersby go down the street. She takes many souls to hell with her. It's the same pattern in all of them. She sits on her front porch, and as they pass by, the men stop in, and she takes them all to hell with her. And the Jezebel spirit in the natural points to the Jezebel spirit in the spiritual. The natural and the spiritual are tied together.